This is Gulf Coast Life. I'm Mike Kinnairy. Thanks for joining us. The small farming town of Immokalee in rural Collier County is in many ways the center of South Florida's agricultural world during this time of the year. Millions of pounds of produce typically leave town on trucks every single day. The amount has been reduced by about... That amount has been reduced by about 80% since the response to COVID-19 began in earnest about a month ago. People's lives in Immokalee have been impacted in many ways, and Southwest Florida-based photojournalist and artist Lisette Morales has been spending time there documenting what she sees. She joins us via Skype to tell us more. Lisette, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
This conversation is pre-taped, but you can engage with us and the show on Facebook. Find us on WGCU Public Media or on Twitter. We're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So, Lisette, just for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as a photojournalist, photographer, artist.
I was born in Nicaragua and raised in Nicaragua, but I have lived in the U.S. for the last 30 years, and I have lived in Southwest Florida for 20 years. I'm an artist. And I have a degree in marketing, and photography is my passion. I have done photography since 1992, and for the past four years, I've been working as a photojournalist.
When this all started unfolding with the new coronavirus, was it clear to you immediately that you were going to document what was happening in Immokalee?
Yes, I have been documenting Immokalee for the past 4 years for a number of personal documentary projects concerning the women that work and live in Immokalee and in the, within the context of social justice and human rights. So it was just natural for me to document what is happening now.
Was that time that you've been spending in Immokalee valuable in terms of being around people with a camera during a pandemic and them being comfortable with that?
People are not uncomfortable for me to be around, first of all, because I am Latina, and I dress as a farm worker when I go to photograph in these areas. They are uncomfortable when they see the camera. So I typically introduce myself, and I speak, you know, to them in Spanish, but they are concerned sometimes. They don't know what I'm doing there.
The photo essay that we ran of yours a couple weeks ago, you talked about how seeing people without protective equipment or masks was discomforting to you. Has that changed since you wrote those words for that photo essay 2 weeks ago? Are more people wearing masks out there now?
There are a few more people wearing masks, but I was there yesterday morning and I have not seen like a lot of changes since March 29th when he said I started all every other to photograph. I did see that there was one of the farmers gave face masks to their employees, and they allow extra buses so they can have space, you know, allow the social distancing, and they gave them gloves, and they don't allow them in the bus unless they spray their hands with hand sanitizer. But as of yesterday morning, I still see very few people wearing face masks or face covering.
The farm that gave out the masks and is encouraging social distancing, is that Lippman Family Farms?
Yes.
Are any of the other farms doing something similar that you've been able to see from your, you know, you don't know everything, obviously. You're just someone with a camera, yes. But from what you've seen.
I have not seen any other ones. At least in the places that I have been. I have gone to four different locations where the farm workers get picked up, and I have not seen any other ones.
What kind of personal protective equipment do you wear? Do you wear a mask or do you not?
I do. I wear an N95 mask, and then I have other type of mask, a carbon filter mask, and I wear a bandana on top, and I wear gloves.
What does that feel like as a photojournalist to be somewhere wearing a bandana and a protective mask and gloves, just personally speaking?
I'm afraid, but I know that it is very important to be documenting through the eyes of the Latino community. And I try to keep my distance, and at the same time, I know that this is very important that I document from the perspective of a Latina.
From what you've seen, does it seem like local health officials are doing a good job of getting out the word to residents? I know they've been going around with bullhorns and things like that. I mean, how does that seem like the word is getting out?
Well, I have witnessed the sheriff's office going around the parking lots where the farm workers get picked up with megaphones and recorder messages from the CDC. And then sometimes they have officers talking in Spanish and repeating, to the people that to keep, 6 feet apart, to wash their hands, to wear gloves, to wear face covering. But I am in contact with the Immokalee grassroots movement, which is a group of citizens who have come together from the community to empower from within the community. And their concerns are that some of their concerns are that there are not enough interpreters into dialects, because a lot of the workers are from Guatemala and from southern Mexico, and they speak like different dialects, and it's very difficult to find interpreters.
So that's an overlooked need that you've seen then.
Yes.
Have you ever been asked to not take someone's picture? You say people maybe are a little uncomfortable. Just as a photographer, are you ever in a position where somebody says, please don't take our picture?
Yes. All of my work, I do it with dignity. So I'm always asking. I always ask permission to take photos. And sometimes people tell me it's okay if you can take photos from the back. And a lot of people ask me not to take their photos.
I applaud you for that as a photographer of people out in public. You've recently spent some time at the food pantry on Marco Island, Our Daily Bread. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I was there on Saturday, and they shared with me that during the pandemic, the need for food has increased 300% to 400%. So instead of typically, they will be serving 6,000 pounds, which is 3 tons of food per week. Now they're serving 10 to 12 tons per week. And they are the only food pantry from the Naples courthouse all the way to Everglade City. And they share with me that they're serving about 330 families over the weekend. And a lot of the families are working in the food service industry, which, we all know that they had a great loss because a lot of the restaurants are closed. So now they have to go to the food pantry, and that's where they're getting their food.
Do they have mobile pantries that go out to Immokalee, or is there somebody giving out food in Immokalee that you've seen?
Yeah, they are connected with the food pantry in Immokalee, and actually yesterday, they received like 22 pallets of food.
Wow. You have a photo essay, or not a photo essay, just a photo collection at this point of the food pantry. We'll be sure to link that on our website. And we will also relink the photo essay that you did a few weeks ago that we posted. We're pretty much out of time. I just want to know, do you plan, I presume, on continuing to document life in Immokalee and Collier County during this pandemic?
Yes, I plan to continue to document what is happening from the ground. And I do have some concerns that I wanted to relay from the community. And some of them are like testing. They want to see testing to be done easier. And also there are concerns about utilities and rent. There's concern about food. And there's concern about their homeless population to be tested too.
Those are the community concerns there in Immokalee that you've heard?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for passing those along. We'll try to do further reporting on some of that stuff. But that is all the time we have for this part of the show. I want to thank my guest. Lisette Morales is a Southwest Florida-based photojournalist and artist. Lisette, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.